So interactive sessions, and also at the regular sessions that the kids chose, they had a lot of time to think and really reflect. So what I'm going to ask them right now is if they would share something that they saw at the event. It could be any piece of the event that impacted you the most.
Yeah, so one of the kind of crazy things that we saw was we took communion during the, well, I guess it was Monday, the Monday service. And it was just really powerful to see 21,000 youth all taking communion. It was kind of like a bonding moment. You know, you felt really connected to everyone, even though you didn't know anybody. It was a really powerful moment. So
one of the things I found fascinating was just the sheer amount of people there who were willing to get up, sing, dance, just have a general good time with the presence of God. It seems with the community sometimes that there are less and less believers in our age, and just to see 20,000 more students, youth in general, just be able to be there and believe was powerful, amazing.
I think that probably seeing all of the leaders who are volunteering all their time and energy to share the gospel with 20,000 students, and I'm pretty sure that would probably be really tiring and long, but yeah, they just seemed very connected with the youth and seemed to really want to share the gospel with them.
Yeah, like Ryan and Grant said, just the sheer amount of kids there, because Oregon's a very atheist state. There's not a lot of believers, and that if you try and share, they'll be like, that's not okay. And just seeing all those kids there just reaffirm your faith, showing that there's other people there that believe and that you're not alone.
A guidebook that lists all the sessions, if you just want to take a moment. Nick, you want to hand that out? Okay. And so that's the board at the Interactive Center there on the left. It's right by the west, southwest region, just sort of an area we spent a lot of time in. The middle photo is George with President Harrison from LCMS Church. George got this book signed by President Harrison, who was there signing autographs and signing his book. And so we'll send this around too. And then the third is just a general photo of the Interactive Center. There's lots going on, as you had seen in the video. Okay, so a very important prayer that we all did every night at the end of the Mass event, the kids are going to show you. It's from Psalm 46, and they also, we said it as a group, and we also did it in sign language. And that's very powerful when you're speaking and you're using your hands at the same time. So the kids are going to get up and show you what that is. And if you all want to, you know, do it along, they're going to teach it to you.
Okay, so to start off, it goes, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Amen.
Okay, so now you all do it.
God, very good,
is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble.
Okay, very good. Okay, so slide. All right, so that's a piece of Psalm 46, which the youth, pardon me? Yes, there is, but I wanted you guys to do it. There is a video out there for that on YouTube, and you can find it pretty easily. And I have it here, but I decided not to show the clip and have the kids show you. But if you want to learn more about it, you can go on YouTube and it's there. Okay, so go ahead, Grant. You'll start. Is that enough light to see?
Yeah, it's okay. Fine. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth gives way, though the mountains be moved into the hearts of the sea, though the waters roar in foam, though the mountains tremble at its swelling.
There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy inhabitant of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God will help her when morning dawns. The nations rage, the kingdoms totter. He utters his voice, the earth melts.
The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come and see the works of the Lord, the desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes war cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire.
Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress.
Point where I'm going to ask the kids to share a key phrase from the event. Could be from Psalms, it could be something else that they heard along the way that impacted them and has stuck with them. So great.
Yeah, and I know this is kind of token, but the real present God, it was just like, you know, we heard it countless times during the event, but it really was just a really good reminder and continues to be a good reminder that he is real and he is present. So it's just, I thought that was just, and it was obvious, but I thought it was a good one.
This is going to sound cliche, but he stole what I was going to say. Yes, real present God, it really stuck with me that all the people there believed in that, that the people there were willing to hear it and not willing and not rolling their eyes like it seems that so many people do. And it was just very impactful to hear all the different stories from them about the real present God.
I really liked the God is our refuge and strength, because I feel like they repeated it so often they wanted to get it ingrained in people's head that he really is with us all the time and he is our refuge and strength. And I feel like a lot of kids probably needed to hear that because they might feel lost at some point or broken. But if they hearing that, then they have reassurance.
Yeah, I really also like the God is our refuge, that we can go to him in times of need when we feel alone or we may not feel like there's someone else there, as a lot of kids may go through. And that's just a really good assurance that he's always there with us.